Okay, and I pushed it, and I think we are recording,
Let me see the
and
screen.
it's counting.
Yes, it's counting.
Okay,
Okay, so
so
we're recording.
this is our car clips number two,
And if you're wondering why all
and
that randomness, Stephanie's for the first time is actually controlling our recorder.
yeah, so I have technology in my hand, and I'm trying to figure it out. I'm trying not to mess it up, and yeah, it's counting,
Oh,
right?
yes, it's fine,
Okay.
yes.
All right, you're driving. You're not supposed to be trying to look at stuff.
Okay, that's fine.
So I'm in the passenger seat, and Anthony is
Yep,
driving,
I'm
and
the
we're
one
going.
driving this time.
Yeah, figure this out.
This recording is actually post-range trip.
Yeah. So we just got back from the range, and we are going in the opposite direction, I guess, than the first one we did.
The opposite direction?
Because we're going home.
Yes, we're going toward our house, yes.
And so I guess we can kind of do a in this situation a rundown of how everything went. And I know with for like an update on my evolve,
Okay.
I'm getting used to it a lot better. I'm getting more comfortable with it.
Well, right now, I mean, with the biggest thing where you're facing with your evolve is just making sure that the peep sight stays straight, which I tweaked some stuff while we were at the range today to make it stay straight for a couple of rounds for you.
Yeah. I mean, it keeps twisting around. But you said you had to add some more serving to it, though. Some serving string.
Well, that's what the guy at the range said. He said he could add serving to it to make it stay straight. Well, they could do 100 different things. They could add serving to it. They can add an extra twist into the cable, and I think it's like one twist equals a quarter of a turn or something like that.
Right.
So, I mean, we can see. You
Right.
know, right now, what I did, we'll see if the string settles to where I moved everything.
Well, yeah, it actually toward the last couple rounds, it stopped twisting so much.
Well,
It actually stayed still.
I grabbed it in between, in the middle of while we were there, and while you were grabbing your arrows is when I moved stuff on it.
Yeah, so we'll
So.
see if it stays. But isn't there like also a settling period for the
Yeah,
string in your
it's
peep? And I
technically about
mean,
100 shots, and I'm sure within the last two range trips,
right.
we've done 100 shots.
Doesn't feel like 100 shots though.
Well, we shoot like 4 arrows at a time. Today was probably 40.
Yeah, because
You
we were the
know?
only ones there. But when you're
Yeah.
waiting on other people, which I don't mind, I go there to kind of it's nice, it's quiet, we get to kind of relax
De-stress.
while we're there. Yeah.
De-stressing.
Yeah, our son's in school, you know, the other one basically sleeps almost through the whole thing sometimes.
Yeah, our daughter normally falls asleep on the car ride there.
But she's very self-entertaining, so even still, she doesn't really cry or anything.
Well, so is our son.
Yeah, well, if you stick a tablet in front of him,
That's true.
he will be. But I'm getting more comfortable with my evolve. I'm kind of settling into it. I'm kind of getting used to the let off and how it shoots, how it sits, the extra difference in height and weight and whatnot.
Oh yeah, you could see, I mean, you could see you're getting more comfortable with it.
Yeah.
I know, which is good, so.
You know, today I actually tried to count to myself how from the time that I actually get to full draw
Right.
to when I let the arrow go, I was actually trying to count in my head how long my shots were, if they're
Right.
kind of all over the place or if I'm being consistent.
Right.
So I'm trying to
Well, what were you getting to?
six. Like one
Oh,
second,
okay.
two second.
Okay, that's not too bad.
No,
Your
but I'm.
whole, like, is it, a lot of people say, like, your whole entire shot process should take somewhere between 12 and 15 seconds.
Oh.
You know,
Well.
that's you putting your arm up, getting yourself, you know, your feet and everything aligned, and then
Oh,
with
no,
your draw
this.
time, and then you let the arrow, the wobble, whatever, settle, and then fire.
Well, I was I know Dudley posted something about this too, like you want your cadence to be exactly the same
Every
every
time,
time
yeah.
and every distance. So whether you're shooting at 20, 50, 60, 80 or whatever it is,
Yeah, you want
you
your shot
shouldn't
time to be the
Yeah, your
same.
shot time should still be the same. So you're pulling back and setting up
Yeah.
and everything. So I'm gonna try and keep an eye on if I'm really all over the place or if I'm really getting myself into a rhythm or...
Good.
Because I feel like the days that I'm off, I probably am rushing half the shots or I'm sitting there for too long when I really shouldn't be and...
Well, I mean, also right now, well, that's probably a good thing for you to do right now, considering you're trying to get used to this bow.
Right.
So you might as well just ingrain a really good habit in the process of getting used to this bow.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm, you know, you go back to your basics of keeping an eye on your my posture and if I'm getting lazy and if I'm slouching.
Right.
And all that good stuff.
Yep.
Because even no matter how long you've been shooting, you can get lazy like that. You can get back into your...
Yeah, you get sloppy.
Yeah, you develop bad habits. So I'm trying to... So I have to get used to a new bow anyway. Then I'm trying to just make sure I'm ingraining the good habits.
That's, well, still. That's the best thing to do right now.
So we'll see. And I don't know. That's my update. And my new FMJs that we fletched.
Yes, you're shooting your 400 spine FMJs now.
Yeah, and we put the
short as shit.
Because I'm short.
Yeah, exactly.
But we put the NAPs, the quick fletch on them.
Right, but this time they're not quick spins; they're standard quick fletches.
Yeah.
But now instead of the NAP fletchings, mm-hmm. they're actually blazer vanes now.
Blazer vanes. It reminds me of dodgeball. When he's introducing his team, this is Blazer, Laser, Taser.
Taser.
I gotta watch that movie. We gotta download it.
That movie's
it.
Funny. Yeah.
Dodgeball. Duck, dive, dip. Dodge.
Duck, dodge, dodge.
Dodge.
Yeah, I couldn't even say dodge a second
dodge,
time. Jesus.
Dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge.
Yeah, there you go.
He says dodge twice.
Yeah, that's right.
So then, what about you? What's going on with your bow? Because you're getting very frustrated with yours. I don't know if it's that little green demon sitting on your shoulder.
No, it's just, it's frustrating because, I mean, I like my inertia. It's fast as can be. It really is. But the low let off on it and everything like that, I mean, you've seen it today. It tried to rip the freaking arrow out of my hand.
Or maybe you just got to work out some more.
Yeah, it might be too, yeah. Lack of sleep, not really been able to work out at all. No, yeah, might be all of that in one.
Hmm.
But
when I wasn't getting any sleep, it's just exhausting to.
It is. It's a. Trust me. By the end, I'm like, okay, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's the weirdest thing too. Is like, 'cause when I first start shooting it every time, it's such a pain in the ass. And then by the time we go to leave, I'm fine then. By the end. So
you're getting warmed up.
Yeah. It's just probably exactly that. Probably I'm just getting warmed up and getting used to it as the round goes on.
Yeah, because honestly, I mean, when we go to shoot, I've already been up. I've already done my workout and my exercises, and you know, I might be sore from the workout, but my shoulders and arms and have already been moving.
Right.
Whereas you've just gotten up. You haven't really had any much movement for the morning yet.
Yeah, when we leave the house, I'm only up maybe normally a half hour.
Yeah.
And we go right to the range.
Yeah, so you know, maybe...
Trust me, if there was a range open at 1 o'clock in the morning when I got out of work, I'd probably be able to fire at a bow like a madman.
24-hour range?
Yeah, exactly.
That'd be interesting. I don't know if it'd be very cost-effective, though, to do a 24-hour range. Well, I guess if you have the space... And I don't know.
Sometimes it might work out. I mean, if you were to have like a 24-hour range, I mean, just think of like these stupid gyms like Planet Fitness that are open 24 hours.
Right.
They got one person there and there's one, maybe two people there in the middle of the night, but they make so much money during the day.
Yeah, I guess it would depend on how much you brought in during the day.
Right. I mean, it depends on also the facility you're going to do. I mean, archery, it depends on the building. Are you going to have only 20-yard lines? Or are you going to have 3D targets inside? You know, what
well,
else you're going
to
offer?
The electricity to have the lights on and whatnot,
yeah,
too.
Exactly.
It all goes in.
You know, are you going to do special glow events or whatever the hell they're called?
If they did, like, one or two days a week, you did, like, nighttime, like, maybe Friday night and Saturday night, and they did, like, a 24-hour run.
Right.
That'd be kind of cool. You could do some nighttime events.
Oh, yeah. But I'm saying that's another thing you have to do. I mean, you have to think about it, is like when you have a range, at least from the way I would figure it. I mean, you got to offer all sorts of things. You know, what day is going to be league night? Is there going to be a? Are you going to offer a kids league night? Are you? You know, there's 100 different things you have to think about for your business. I mean, what time are you going to be open till? How many hours a day you want to run the place?
Yeah, that is very true. I mean, I don't own one, so I don't know.
Yeah, no, I know. I wish. I wish we owned one. It'd be great.
But, I mean, maybe if you did some, stretching in the morning. Like when you know we're going to be going.
Little girl's coughing in the back seat. But.
Maybe do some, stretching or.
I might have to start doing that.
Well, you gotta do some exercises in general.
Yeah, I've been very fucking lazy.
Oh, and just as a side note, and this is also for when Anthony goes through the recording, we're going through a construction zone.
And right now we're on the worst side of the highway.
Yeah, we're on the worst side. So the other one that we did was, there wasn't as bad road conditions. Right. But this one, they're tearing up the asphalt and...
Yeah, the northbound side here is horrible. It's like
that rigid, kind of bumpy texture to it.
They went through with the asphalt eater already.
Yeah, so we're, if there's a lot of pickup in this, then it's kind of, I just explained why. We're still trying to figure out settings and what sounds best and what noises are going to come through either way.
Right.
And we get off at exit 56, right?
Yes.
Okay. And, kind of go and learn as we go.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a process, but that's okay.
Well, the other thing I switched to today is I switched my trigger release.
Yeah. So explain.
I've been shooting with the True Fire, 4-Edge Pro, the one that we both shoot, because you have your own also. Been shooting that one for over a year, and I'm just, I'm so comfortable with it, and just haven't touched another trigger release since we got them. So I figured, screw it. We had the True Glow detonator, which you used for a while, and you really liked, before you switched over to the forefinger. So I decided, give that a try. And, it shot really well. Really, really well. I mean, my arrows were almost slapping each other the whole friggin' day. So I'm just going to toy around with that one for a while.
Well, it also keeps you on point a little bit more.
Yeah.
When you're changing out your releases and whatnot.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
Well, what about the other one? What was the other release that we had?
What other release?
The back tension.
Oh, the BT Gold?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
What about trying that one?
I'm not a fan of the two-finger. No, I don't mind the back tension. I just don't like the two-finger. I think if it was a three-finger, I'd really, really like it, but I'm not a fan of the two-finger back tension. I still want to get the sear and stuff like that. And, man, why is everyone driving stupid today? And, you're going to cut right behind me. I was going to say something really bad.
Wow, all these...
stupid people.
Yeah, we're, like we said, we're going to be talking about other random things.
There's a special breed of fucking stupid on the road today.
Yeah, it seems like all the retards are out today. Maybe they took an extended weekend because it's Easter coming up. And, but yeah, all the brand of retard is out on the road today. And I can't really figure it out. I don't know. But, yeah, that's what you're hearing.
What are you fucking...
Stop it.
Assholes. Raw and uncut, folks. Raw and uncut.
Yeah, well, we're going to have our son in the car on the longer drive, so we'll probably be a little bit more... I know I usually keep my mouth contained around our son.
That's
a
lie.
No, it's not.
That's not.
No,
when he's
not.
Sleeping, you start cursing at everybody
when
while we're
sleeping.
Driving.
Okay, when he's sleeping. When he's up, though, and...
You do
and
the Dane
conscious.
Cook, get out the way.
Get out of the way.
As you do the arm sweep across the dashboard.
Because people are stupid.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't do it. And, I want to... because we're basically going to be doing a longer, road clip/episode this weekend, because we're going to be doing a Myrtle Beach drive.
Right.
So we're going to see. That's going to be a first test of a longer drive than a shorter clip. So we'll see how that goes. And then we're not going to be able to probably, we're not going to be sitting down and recording probably until
next week.
Next week sometime.
Yeah, so this week it'll probably be a couple of road clips in the process, but.
Yeah, so, I mean, before I completely forget, and I know I wrote it down, but I wanted to mention that guy that was in Saluda River's, the archery range.
Oh, yes.
Last week or something like that.
Right, yes.
So, I think it was like a week ago. We went in, and the only other person there was, it was a whole team of people. I guess the guy was, he was in a wheelchair.
He was a paraplegic.
And, he was...
He was paralyzed from, I believe, ribs down.
That's what it looked. I mean, we didn't really ask a lot about it because, right. I mean, it's really none of our business and there's no reason.
Well, that's what even the guy at the range said, that he got into a severe accident and he had a severe spinal injury.
Yeah, he had a spinal injury and he used to, I guess, shoot a lot. And after the injury, obviously, he can't do it as much anymore. And what they did was there was a group of medical staff that has to be with him.
Yep.
And, they had one of the guys that works at the range there with him trying to get him shooting again. And they had the guy set up and, they were helping him shoot and everything. And they let him go there for free. And they don't charge him to be there. And they don't charge him to be with one of the guys from the archery range. And, I kind of just wanted to mention that just because of how, That's
awesome.
It's awesome
that they do that. I mean,
yeah, it's great that you get a range or an archery shop that has a range that they don't ask for anything in return. They do things like this for people, and it's not just for all advertising. Bless you.
Thank you.
They're not trying to tell everyone, oh, look what we're doing. Look what we're doing. It's just you're actually doing something nice for someone else.
Oh yeah. Someone like that, yeah, absolutely.
Which is nice. So, I really wanted to mention that about, something that they do and whatnot. You don't really get that nowadays. You just get a bunch of assholes running around.
Well, yeah, I mean, even the nurses that were there, just in case, to help with anything and adjust the guy, because he had a full electric wheelchair and everything. And they were trying to find the angles on the wheelchair where he can be comfortable shooting and mm-hmm. stuff like that, because he's going to... obviously he's going to be shooting from a seated position.
Yeah.
And even the nurses, I mean, the guys at the range, the one nurse, she said she always wanted to try and shoot a bow and she never shot one.
Mm.
So, and they went and they have a bunch of like the Matthews Genesis bows for the NAS program. And
keep your hands on the steering wheel.
One of the nurses started shooting.
He talks and he lets go of the steering wheel completely.
Yeah, I'm Italian, whatever. I talk with my hands.
No, actually you're British.
No, I'm Italian.
You're British.
My mother is British.
Yeah, so side note, our Christmas presents to our parents, what we gave both sets of our parents, was an Ancestry.com DNA thing. And no, this is not like an ad or whatever. They were running some sale, and, we had to kind of budget for Christmas. So we're like, and it was kind of a cool idea. So, we gave them an Ancestry thing where they do like a little swab. They send it in, and
the DNA test.
Yeah, so his side, she thought his mother, Anthony's mother, thought that she was German.
No, my mother's maiden name is German,
and
like hardcore German.
Yes, we're not gonna say
you gotta throw some phlegm and some F's in that shit. And
yeah,
it's German.
So, but according to her DNA, she is like 48%,
49% British.
49, yeah. British.
49% British, 20-something% Irish, Scottish area
New Wales or something
Wales,
like that.
Wales, yeah.
So, yeah, you are British.
Yep, apparently
you're
I'm part
Italian
I'm part Brit.
Yeah. I don't know if there is even such a thing.
Actually, yeah, Gavin Free from Rooster Teeth, he's actually an Italian Brit.
Anthony, why are you stop? Lately, he's having a... issue with stopping in the middle of an intersection.
Not even close to the middle of an intersection.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
Anyway, so yeah, we are British. Well, no, I'm not. I don't know.
We don't know what you are. We're still waiting for your moms to come back.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of lie I've been living.
What kind of lie I've been living?
Yeah. And, well, that's only on my, I only know on my mom's side. I won't know about the other side. What?
Is Trump supposed to be in town today?
Not that I know of. Why?
Because a blue and white plane in big letters that said United States of America just landed here at the Greenville Airport that I just watched fly by the road.
Okay. And they could have dummy planes flying around, too.
That is true. Yeah, they do actually have a couple of Air Force Ones.
Yeah. So we could have a dummy plane landing at our airport.
Method of distraction.
Yeah, right? Yeah, sidetracked.
Yes, completely.
No, we were talking about the guy from Saluda River.
Yeah, no, I think that's awesome that they do that type of stuff. I mean, but this our archery range also does, like I said, the NAS program, which is it's a program for getting kids to shoot archery. So, you know, they do a lot of this really, really cool stuff for community aspects. They run league nights. I'm not sure if they separate men's night and women's night, but I know there is a league night.
No, I think it's all just the same. I think they do it once a week. And the reason they don't separate it is, I think, because they don't get enough of a turnout like men and women to have a men's night and women's night. So I think they just do an entire league night. Because I saw some things that they've put online at one point that They got to see if there's going to be enough of a turnout. If there's not enough of a turnout, they don't do one for that night.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's they do offer one, but it's a mixed.
Right. Well, that's fine. I mean, let everybody shoot together, you know. Get your wives shooting. Don't deal with what I did for 10 years. I'll go next time. Just grab her by the hand and be like, let's go.
Grab her by the hair and drag her.
No, it's not caveman style. No. Just because, you know, it took you about 3 shots and you were like, let's go buy a bow.
Yeah.
You know, Doug's experiencing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Donna wants to go recurve route, which is, you know.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, it's nothing wrong with that at all. That's awesome. You know, whatever. She wants to shoot. Now it's going to be a husband, wife, you know, their son shoots.
Yeah.
One of Doug's other boys now. Doug just actually acquired a left-hand bow for one of his other sons.
He's a cop.
So, you know, it's really nice. I mean, it's becoming a whole family affair. So.
No, it is good to get the whole family involved in something, whether it's archery or even if you have like a game night once a week or if you do hiking or sports or whatever, if you all color together once a week or whatever, then, you know, it's the fact of actually doing things, you know, with your family instead of all doing their own thing and never really getting together. I mean, I think people are so involved sometimes in themselves that they don't really include each other.
Well, plus it gets you out of the house.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's also good to get your fat ass off the couch once in a while.
You know, it's true though. I mean, we get out of the house. We shoot at least twice a week now.
Yeah, 2-3 times a week.
Right. It's always for us. It's always Tuesday and Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then sometimes, you know, if we can, we go on Saturdays.
Depending
on how things go.
Yeah. The children, how they are.
If
the beasts are behaving.
Beasts. Our kids are actually pretty well behaved.
All right. Well, we are going to cut it off here because we are almost at our destination.
Oh, we're not going to talk about the restaurant
protest? And nope. That's going to be on the Myrtle trip.
Okay.
Clip. Trip clip.
Trip clip.
Okay. Road trip clip. Whatever.
Okay.
So until next time. This is Stephanie.
And I'm Anthony.
And we are signing out. I don't know. We got to figure out a better outro.
Probably.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll figure out something.